You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Faculty of Arts at the University of Auckland has confirmed course deletions are occurring in the School of Social Sciences to take effect in 2019. A senior lecturer in the Sociology and Criminology department approximates 250 courses are to be deleted, and in Sociology they have reduced from 45 courses to 30. Dean of the Faculty of Arts explained the figure would likely be around that number, but he could not confirm exactly. The Vice Chancellor explained through correspondence with me that he found this figure to be highly improbable. Dean of the Faculty of Arts, Robert Greenberg, explains how the courses were selected for deletion.
We asked the disciplines and the people in who were teaching them to come up with a plan to look at their offerings and make choices as to which courses were not being taught or were not realistic to teach, which courses were essential, and they came back to us with their recommendations. So it was bottom up, but we had made the call to the staff to work on that.
Do you think students should have been consulted potentially in terms of what courses were running successfully and what weren't?
Well, we have data on a lot of that. So what we do look at student evaluations of our courses. We know which courses from that data. I think we needed to think about doing this as expeditiously as possible. And of course, it wasn't an issue around, how do I put it? We have a lot of data that we could look at to see which courses we believe are successful from student satisfaction surveys and all sorts of other means, and even students vote with their feet. Where do they enroll? Where do they not enroll? So I think, yes, maybe it would have been nice to hold a forum and explain what we were doing and make sure that there weren't these misunderstandings. But at the time, we were trying very hard to achieve this, and it was quite complicated in its own right, as you can imagine, to make these kinds of choices.
One lecturer I've spoken with has said it felt like killing off one of his babies.
Well, I think what we're trying to do, Laura, is move from a lecturer-focused curriculum. In other words, lecturers decide what courses are interesting to lecturers, right, to a student-focused culture where we're thinking, what do students need in their studies and in order to gain a job, and what skills do students need? So looking at it from a student perspective rather than from what the lecturer might have found as their interesting course.
Senior lecturer in sociology and criminology, Bruce Cohen, is not in support of the deletions and explained why it is important to keep these courses and variety open to students.
My discipline, sociology and criminology, we are by per capita of students the most successful department in the faculty at the moment. By far, we get the greatest number of students. We also get the biggest proportion of diverse students from non-traditional backgrounds, students from different ethnic and cultural groups, and so on. The way that we believe we've been successful, and it's hard to exactly put a finger on why we have such big numbers, I believe is to do with the number of course offerings we've traditionally had. Which have been, of course, many and a plethora of different courses of interesting subjects, of some that are kind of very theoretically heavy, and some that are kind of like are more invested in particular issues of New Zealand, in criminology, in gender and sexuality, etc. But also, I would say that I think we've been successful because we are simply an approachable, friendly, accessible department. This is why I hear from students that actually word gets round that actually these lecturers are not your enemies. They will not avoid you in the corridor. That we are willing to go the extra mile for people.
Mm.